okay, I'm here today with another something that I wasn't going to talk about recent developments, which I'll explain in a moment. I decided to add this this extra module, something I'm really excited about. That is the idea of custom props. I'll be honest, most of the magic that I get for my shows, it's right off the rack, so to speak. I find some cool props. I order them. I write cool scripts. And a lot of the custom nature of my shows comes from, again, the scripting. It comes from the backdrop that I have designed for every show, and the side banners I have designed for every show. I don't like building my own props. I mean, I'll occasionally do something with lamination and stuff. I just got through doing some laminated cardstock for my Bill and Lemon routine for my character show. So I'm not opposed to doing it, but I try to. I try to stick to stuff that's off the rack. I don't like to experiment. I don't like to build my own props because there's this whole, R&D of making sure you get everything right, and it's just not my wheelhouse. But I have props designed for shows. And if you have, if you've got a really great idea for a prop, like I'll give you a couple of examples. When I was putting together my anti-drug show, I wanted to do a Blendo routine. And I had this silk, this 36-inch silk that said "Just Say No" on it that I bought, off the rack from a magic shop years and years ago. And I'm like, there's something to that. There's something to that. So what I wound up doing was I went to my good friend Tim Sonnefeld at Wonder Imagery, and I hired him to have four silks designed for me. And it said, there's four silks. One said no. One said go. Or the no go yell tell, which is a classic anti-drug show saying, just say no, go tell someone you trust, yell no at the person, go tell, that kind of thing. It's I haven't done it in forever, so it's kind of like not in my head. So I've got custom silks made. My current version of my personal no bully show, anti-bullying show, I had a great big 36-inch silk design that says no bully zone on it. It's got the acronym, or no, I take that back. It's a hero on it, and it's got the it says be a hero, and it's got the acronym on it. And I wound up not using the silk because the routine I had it designed for, the routine really didn't work out and didn't get the reactions that I wanted. But I did like the idea of having a custom silk done. I also got one thing I do in my anti-drug show is at the beginning of the show, I talk about how, kindness and when we're kind to each other, we all smile. And I do a bowling ball trick, and I make a bowling ball appear. And the bowling ball is a great big it's a great big smiley face. It's a yellow bowling ball, and it's got a smiley face on it. So when that bowling ball appears, then I can talk about smiles again and about how kindness leads to smiling and that sort of thing. So it wasn't a custom prop per se, but I did comb the internet. I was able to find bowling balls available yellow with smiley faces on them, which is really a custom prop. For a lot of my mentalism shows, I have designed, I've had custom props built. A couple of different clocks by Tim Wiseman. Look him up online if you're not familiar with him. Tim Wiseman does a lot of bizarre magic tricks. And my personal favorite builder, Nick Wenger. I know that Peter Lochran, masterofillusions.ca, Peter Lochran, he did a lot of... he's done a lot of really cool props over the years. He does custom work. I've not actually hired Peter to do any custom work, but I know he does it. And if you're not familiar with Peter, then just reach out to me and I'll give you Peter's email address. Same thing with Nick Wenger, same thing with Tim Wiseman. They're all three really great builders. Now, I'm going to tell you, just to give you an idea of the kind of thinking that you can do when you let your imagination run wild. And you want to have a really cool prop that's built, and it sets you apart from everybody. It really does. Having a custom prop, or props plural, sets you apart from everybody. Now, here's a story. I am putting together a series of seances. I've done some seance recreations. I've done, in the last year or so, I've done maybe 12 mini seances for teen groups. They're like little 20-minute seances, a dozen kids at a time. Groups throughout the course of the night before I do my hypnosis show. And I know this has nothing to do with school shows, elementary school shows per se, but I'm leading up to what led me to develop this talking about. as I continue to study different seance material and tricks and so forth, one of the old Doc Hilford audios I listened to, it talked about having this effect of a book slamming shut. And he did it with like a loop of invisible thread and a fishing weight and everything. And I'm not saying his method didn't work. It's just, it was better for a seated performance. And I'm in front of people standing and everything. And I didn't feel like, I wanted something more surefire. His method sounded kind of fiddly. So the idea of having a big, thick book slamming shut really, really captivated me. And then I thought, what if I can put this into one of my educational shows? And what I've done the last couple of years, I've been developing an educational show for middle schoolers called Horror in the Library. And I talk about a lot of famous books, you know, Stephen King and Edgar Allan Poe and Dracula and Frankenstein, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and a lot of these really cool old books. And I've been doing it a lot in libraries. Libraries really like this presentation, and it brings in adults, it brings in teens, and I've also been circulating it to middle schools as well. So I wanted to highlight books, and sometimes props come that are just like tailor-made for the show. Like Brian Brushwood put out a great book test a number of years ago, and it's a gimmicked version of the Da Vinci Code, a gimmicked version of the fourth Harry Potter book, and a gimmicked version of The Shining by Stephen King. And I thought, well, gee, the Shining by Stephen King, that fits perfectly right into my Horror in the Library show, because it's a book test. It matches one of the authors I wanted to talk about. I mean, it's perfect. So then going back to that, Wilford, I thought, you know, there's something there. So what I gave him this idea, and I said, I want to have a book, a big, thick leather book, slam shut, and as people are standing over it, and they're reading passages from Edgar Allan Poe, The Raven, Telltale reading, the book will slam. Got really excited about it. He worked on an idea to do it with electronics, and I just sent him the deposit. It's going to be a badass prop. I mean, I'll be the only one who has it. It is so freaking cool. It's going to fit perfectly. It's going to make the kids jump. Now, again, a book slamming shut is not necessarily going to fit into your show, but I just want to give you an idea of letting your imagination run wild and some of the things you can think about and maybe explore the idea of custom props. And again, if you've got the budget for it, having custom props will really set you apart. I know a lot of magicians, if they pull out a stratosphere, audiences roll their eyes. And I'm not saying it's not a good trick. I've used a stratosphere before. It'd give you another example of custom-made props. My good friend Jim Cleefield, he sells an add-on kit for Stratosphere, which transforms it from like these generic colorful balls into a tube that holds apples. Books about Johnny Appleseed and books about Johnny Appleseed and thing. And the apples are a red apple. They're very realistic looking. Yeah, using a standard sphere. And that was a really cool custom add-on that Jim Cleefield designed for users who have already have a stratosphere. And I put that in my reading show for several years, and it's a great trick. So let your imagination run wild and have some fun with it. If you're going to use standard magic props, see if you can dress them up. Like if I was going to do, like I will occasionally do a coloring book, but I don't do the standard coloring book with a red cover and the magician in front of the curtain and all that. Jim Cleefield, a number of years ago, put out a coloring book for the space theme. Every year, the summer reading program, the association, whatever it's called, they do a different theme every year. And one year is all about space, the celebrating 50 years of NASA, whatever the case may be. I forget the details. And I dressed up like an astronaut, had all these space things. Cool. And Jim Cleefield put out a custom-made coloring book. Space. Yeah, it had like this cool space cover. Spaceships and ray guns and everything. And it was really cool. And I still use it to this day. So when I pull out that coloring book that's not the same thing as everybody else is using, it has a look of a custom prop. Another example, and this is something that Jim Cleefield sells. I'm recording this in 2023, and Jim Cleefield has really embraced all of these, doing these magic coloring books. And the coloring book wasn't a great magic trick, but this, like I said, the standard one has been overused. And Jim, he'll sell Christmas ones, Halloween ones, and I'll use them all. So if I do a coloring book for young kids for Halloween, it's not the standard magic trick. It's a Halloween book, and it's got all these Halloween pictures in it, and they get colored, and that looks really cool. It looks like a custom prop. Same thing with Christmas. I love all kinds of Christmas imagery, you know, presents and snowmen and reindeer and Santa Claus and all that great stuff. And those pictures get colored in, and it looks like a custom prop. Well, because it is. It's not the standard magician's prop. I don't have anything against standard magic props, but if the opportunity in the bank, that I will get custom props made. And occasionally magicians will put out, you know, some makers will put out props that are specifically made for a specific theme. I don't know if he still sells it now, but Wonder Imagery, Tim Sonnefeld had a prop. It was the Hero Box. It was like this big plastic box, and it had four silks, and it was the letters H-E-R-O, and then the four silks went into a box, a clear box, and when you took the lid off, it was a Blendo effect. The four silks and combined to spell the word hero, and it was a great big 36-inch silk with a headless body of a superhero, and you put it under the kid's chin, and it's a great trick, and I use that in my in fact, I wound up building my entire entire show around that acronym. So that looks like it is. It looks like a custom prop I got made just for that show. My whole point of all this is telling you these random stories is just to, again, let your imagination run wild. If you got the budget for it, you know, look at the magic props that are available out there. Look at the messages you want to create. And if a creator, I mean, a lot of the big stores won't do it. But if you've got an in, or if you've got a connection, or if you buy stuff off of folks that do, you know, they're one-person shops. Like I know Sean Begonia, Peter Lochran, Tommy James, Jim Cleefield. In fact, I've got Jim Cleefield working on a custom prop for me now, too. Tim Wiseman, Nick Wenger. You know, a lot of these folks, if you approach them politely and come to them with an idea on your own, or if existing prop and you want a custom version of it, a lot of the times they will be more than happy to do it. So consider that. Consider adding that professional touch to your show of a custom prop. When people look at it, go, "Wow, he had all the stuff made just for this show." It's just one more way to level yourself up and separate yourself from the competition.